Is this person a suspect, a person
no.
of interest?
No, not in any way. He'd be totally innocent. This is one of the first videos that we obtained. We thought it warranted an interview. He's taking his shirt off. That was a very warm day. But this happens just around the time that the pops start to go off inside the car. So that's why we just simply want to talk to him.
There is also videotape from a tourist from Pennsylvania. The NYPD already has spoken with that tourist, and that video shows a man running north up Broadway. So that would be right by where we are. We're two blocks away from where that car was actually parked, where the SUV was parked on Saturday night. So that's one piece of videotape. The police have been checking out hundreds, literally hundreds of other tapes. There are surveillance cameras all over Times Square. So they've been looking through that. And as they did mention Saturday evening, there was even one tape that captured the SUV actually driving before it parked at 45th Street and 7th Avenue. They're also checking out prints from the SUV. Remember, a Nissan Pathfinder. And yet another interesting area is the license plates. Now, the plates were Connecticut plates. They did not belong to that Nissan Pathfinder. They were from a Ford. A man in Connecticut had brought his Ford over to a junk dealer, a used parts dealer in Stratford, Connecticut, we understand. And so the police have been talking to that dealership, that part dealership, and they're wondering, okay, how did the plates get onto this vehicle? That potentially could yield some other interesting information. But one interesting item, they have spoken with the owner of the Pathfinder, and the police say that person is not a suspect.